don't love you. So I could never love you. In spite of everything.
Hello and welcome to the All Rage Mode Podcast, episode 51. My name's Joe.
Yo, snacker, fucker.
My name's Chad.
Dan.
TJ.
TJ.
Welcome to the show.
Always mode.
Hello again.
Smack a fuck.
Hello again, everyone. It's been a little while. We were on hiatus over the holidays. We missed doing the show, I guess we'd say.
Technical difficulties.
We're all pretty excited to be back.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Wait.
What? So what are we talking about today, boys?
There's a lot of shit that's happened. A lot.
It's been 3 weeks.
We've had Christmas break. We've had New Year's. We had
our Secret Santa. Oh.
Yeah, that failed. We recorded it. Didn't work out.
What did we all get? Let's recap.
Chad got me a staff. And a cable. And what else? Oh, and my sick-ass
homemade staff. Or whatever you want to call it. Hand carved.
It was dope. No, I'm making it sound
good. You can buy these at Chad's Dope Staff. Or Modern Staffing.
Each one is totally handmade.
Personnel by
Modern
Pro
Staffing. I got $50 at Best Buy.
Did you use that yet?
No, I'm going to get PSN.
That night. Mm.
That night.
You should save that shit for when it's 29, though.
I need it. My month is almost up.
Oh,
I got PlayStation 4.
Joe got it.
So it's pretty neat, yeah.
So, hey, was that a surprise for you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was kind of a surprise. I know Shelby was like
pretty anxious. For months.
I knew that somebody knew, and she was pretty anxious. And at one point, she's like, "Do you know what you're getting? Do you know what you're getting?" And I was like, "Well, there's only like one thing that I want, and that you would get this excited over, you know, like."
Oh, she spoiled it then?
She did.
No, I mean, I had a hope and hope. Like, it could have been a gym membership. It could have been anything.
But
like,
there's
other things that I did want.
You know what you're getting.
And I kind of had the idea. But she kept talking about it, and she tried to get me to buy games a lot. Like, whenever there was a deal on games, she's like, oh, well, you're going to be getting PlayStation in February, right? Oh, you should buy them now because they're cheap. So I was like, okay. I'll buy
Dead
a PlayStation 4
away.
Game.
She spoiled it.
The logic is sound.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She did all right, and I didn't know for sure, but when I got it, I was pretty happy. I mean, I can
tell that it was under your bed for a month and a
no,
half.
No,
you slept
I had
on
no
that
idea.
Thing every night.
I know.
You were tortured when we were all playing Battlefield 4 together. Joe, you need to buy it. Sleeping on it.
Just rubbing it in constantly with Wii U comments.
It's weird, like, looking back at all the bullshit comments that you guys gave me, now that I know that you all knew.
Oh, we all knew.
Joe, are you still getting it in February?
Or
that
can't wait.
No dead giveaways in that at all.
Going to be good. Chad,
no,
Chad had
well.
Some giveaways in retrospect.
When the fuck?
Every time you talked about it.
When?
Oh, can't wait till you get your PS4.
In February.
I mean, in February.
In February. Oh, yeah, you're getting that Christmas money. Eh?
But, I got Battlefield, and it's nice. The podcast can tighten up. We all have next-gen systems, so...
And we all have the same game and the only game that we play.
Battlefield!
So far. Guys, for me, Battlefield is like an evergreen game. Like, it'll always be there until Battlefront comes out. But, like, honestly, it's just a game I play in between games.
Yeah.
I just don't have the... Like, I don't have my Mass Effect right now, and that's kind of like what
I'm
really gearing
for
up for.
I'm excited to go absolutely nuts with Destiny. I'm so excited to like turn it on, and Joe's
nuts.
Just always on. Joe's like, I cleared this dungeon today. I found this fucking gun, this fucking hat. I'm dope now. I can see it.
Destiny's gonna be nuts good, is what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
Nuts good, not nuts bad.
I can't. I hope it's just big. Like, I want a lot of content. I really hope it's not just like a Halo campaign. And then.
Eight hours.
Made it on Legendary now. I'm like, fuck that. I want something like that. I'm gonna put like a Skyrim amount of time in.
I would hope
more. Battlefield amount of time.
Well,
in.
Do you remember when they were talking about how like
80 hours I've played already?
There might not be a sequel. It'll be like updates.
Yeah,
and,
they're gonna have tons
and
of
the
expansion
game will
patch,
just
right?
grow and grow and grow and grow.
Warcraft
for
Warcraft would be great,
but you're gonna have to pay for.
I don't care.
I wonder if they're gonna do like it. A season pass and then another season pass for the next season.
Season 2, it'd be great.
Yeah, season 2 pass until.
I'd buy
Destiny 2.
Destiny 2.
Who knows?
It's always out.
I'd buy it.
But I'm definitely waiting for the big game that's going to... I think it's going to be The Division that's really going to feel
different. That's not coming out this year.
I know. And
what is coming out this year? I'm actually excited for Rayman.
Watch Dogs coming out this year.
Rayman's out, isn't it?
No, Rayman Legends comes out for PS4 and Xbox One soon.
That game sucks.
Yeah, I don't get
it. You suck. yeah, you want to know something?
The only thing that I can actually say I'm excited for at this point is Titanfall in March for Xbox, though. Yeah. So me and TJ are the only ones playing it.
Well, I mean, hopefully we share. Like, because when Titanfall comes out, I mean, and this is something I wanted to bring up, you know, we are going to kind of hug each episode is going to be, you know, one game review, one movie review. So, like, there's certain days where I'm going to need you guys to come over and play Wii U. You know, like Smash Brothers, fucking Smash Brothers.
This guy's got Wii U.
Aside from, I have Wii U as well.
Yeah, yeah, but we all got to play together. And like Titanfall, it's we'll all have to get together and put up a serious amount of time into it.
There's been a lot of gripe about that game the last week because it's only 6v6.
Yeah, I'm not really excited about it. And what you said was everybody gets a mech. Or who was it that said that?
It's not everyone gets a
Everyone gets a mech.
As soon as somebody as soon as there's six Titans, it's just six again.
You can leave the Titan. And the Titans fight each other.
Yeah, you can have the Titan.
And then there's AI.
Like, you can have a Titan. Guys that run around too. Like protect an area. Like say it's a capture-based game, like Domination of Battlefield. Be like, you can leave your mech there, and you can go fuck around and do things, and it's gonna fight for you.
Yeah. The fluidity in that game looks amazing. The way it's like a mirror's edge
mixed with Call of Duty.
But how could it possibly be balanced if there's these monsters running around?
Oh, they'll figure a way. There's helicopters in Battlefield, and it's still balanced.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
there's motherfuckers made Call of Duty.
A Titan should be... A Titan, like, the characters have jetpacks, right?
Yeah, sort
of. So you should be able to, like, jetpack onto a Titan, C4 that thing, and then jetpack off of it.
You probably can.
I think you can.
So they're, like, tanks
in
Battlefield?
I'm pretty sure, like, they've seen that, where you can, punch it.
I don't know. All the guys that... I was listening to... I think it was Podcast Unlocked today at work. Yeah. And they were talking about it, and they said... Like 6-on-6 kind of sounds bad on paper, but when you play it, it's just full of action. They said like the way that they described it was when they were done playing, their eyes were like bleeding because of how much shit's going on.
Yeah, I feel like anyone who's saying shit needs to trust the developers and the people who designed the game.
Like these people are the people who made Call of Duty before Call of Duty was ruined.
I don't like action shooter though. I mean, like we play Domination on Battlefield, and it brings it closer to Call of Duty, which is closer to Halo. Like it's just an arcade shooter at that point, where you know, like for me it is. I mean, that's okay. and I'm not into those games. Switching over to Conquest, where
it's vehicle based.
It's vehicles. There's sniping. Like you really are forced to work with your squad, or else like you're not going to get anywhere. That kind of thing. Like
that sort of works the same way with Domination.
Anything bringing it farther away from Battlefield? Like, Battlefield was a special thing for me. Like, I didn't expect to like first-person multiplayer. I've never jumped on that shit since, like, GoldenEye.
Right.
And something about Battlefield that I was really into, and I just feel like nothing else will fit for me. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, Titanfall, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I'm
going to the top of the tower in Siege of Shanghai.
Yeah.
And just capture that point, and then you just...
Jump down?
You jump down, you parachute to another building, you're still in your same life, and then your buddy spawns on you, like, oh, thanks for refueling my ammo, I'm going to go attack this objective.
But shooting somebody and watching them jump out of, like, the fucking 30th story of a skyscraper to get away from you is just kind of cool. Like,
you're like,
I was like, he's gone.
Games like, come a long way.
Some of the helicopter scenes, too, on those buildings are just insane. Like, blowing it up or somebody swooping down with a helicopter.
Yeah, I just watched a helicopter fly into a building and just, like, explode and just bodies fucking shooting out of it.
I had a guy jump out of his jet. He drove into my boat and it blew up. I was shooting the whole time. It was phenomenal.
I follow Battlefield on Facebook, and they posted a video today of this guy. He's, like, in a jet, and he does a pass, and then another guy comes in behind him, and you can hear it locking on. And he starts to do, like, he's rounding to come do a second pass. And he gets hit by a missile. So he bails, and he's flying backwards. Like, he turns around, and there's, like, a 180 in the air while his jet's just gone. And he fucking pulls out his RPG and shoots the jet that took him down. And it blows up, and he just, like, parachutes down. And he lands in the map again. Because when you fly with the jets, like, you're not even in the map.
You're out of the map.
Yeah, he flies right in the fucking middle of the map.
Oh my god! I was playing with Tim. I was playing with Tim and Dustin just bought Battlefield, so he's learning like how to use the flight and everything like that.
Yeah, good luck.
And I happened to just die as he's like, I have no idea where I am. Like, what's going on in this plane? And I'm you get the overview of the big map.
Yeah.
And there's just a fucking plane like in the corner of my screen, just like doing circles. I started dying laughing. I woke my wife up. It was hilarious.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I love that game, man. There's so many stories that you can have, like,
yep.
And the fact that you can record gameplay when it works.
You guys gotta take it down.
No, you shut your mouth.
I've only posted a video.
I posted, one or two.
I'm right with that.
I've posted four.
What else comes out soon or this year?
Well, hang on.
We didn't
talk about what I got for Christmas.
What did you get for Christmas?
I got the best gift.
The Secret Santa?
Yeah.
Yep.
I got it from Joe.
Oh, yeah, we're still talking about that.
That's right.
Coming soon to a store near you, all range mode, coasters, and a coffee mug.
Word.
Jeppy got me some dope-ass pinball tables, like 6 of them.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Really? How many? What?
What happened?
PS4. I bought him $10 PS4 money, kind of, sort of.
And the Desolation of Smoke art book that has smoke desolation arts in it.
Have you read it at all?
Yeah, I have.
I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later, actually.
Smoke nice. You? Me?
Yeah.
What? So what else comes out this year?
Yeah, what else comes out? What? Like, Division's not coming out. Watch Dogs soon, right?
No.
You said Mark.
There's nothing.
Fucking Tomb Raider again?
Oh, yeah. Tomb Raider comes out January 27th, I think.
It still doesn't look that good, though. I'm like, I really... really
good.
Everything that I've heard, people are like, the graphics are not just like... booted up, like
the hair moves.
But I watched the trailer.
The hair now moves. So did I. I watched it on the Xbox itself. I was like, "This looks like shit."
But I don't know.
Everything I've been hearing is good.
I don't want to. I want a full blown next gen experience. I don't want rehash. Like that's the world that I've been living in for the last year. Like remakes and Wii U. Like I don't have.
Oh, did you see the one thing came out on Bethesda's page that Skyrim is going to be coming to Xbox One and PS4?
Really?
Yeah. Skyrim.
But then, like, an hour and a half later, they're like, what? Wait, that was a huge mistake. It was just a glitch in the system. It is not coming out.
How do you have a glitch to write a news article saying Skyrim is coming to next gen?
Somebody
the game is 3 years old, and the online Elder Scrolls is coming out.
Yeah.
Why would they? Yeah. I'd buy it.
I'm happy with the time I spent in Skyrim.
I would buy.
I'll never revisit Skyrim.
I'd buy my room again.
Skyrim fucked me for a couple of achievements. I've already talked about it.
Yes.
It's not happening.
Yeah, they better fucking get their shit together.
They're always a little glitchy.
You and your check themselves, man.
I put 100 hours in. I got 2 achievements that I need, and both of them are glitch and cannot be... Like, I should have them.
Not even achievements, but entire story quests.
No, I'm going to just restart the game and play it all over again.
Yeah, 100 hours.
Suck you.
All that for 50 points, and I'm not doing that. Fuck that game.
Yeah.
I liked every moment I spent in there. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, there was a lot of game there. Maybe they could have dialed back a little bit and made it work.
Hey, did we give a Game of the Generation award to our Game of the Year shit?
Mass Effect 2 is the best game of all time.
Yeah. It is. Bygrim was fucking amazing.
Hey, we all voted.
2011 was the best year for games. Because Battlefield 3 came out.
I can't dispute that.
And then Skyrim came out at the exact same time. And that was all I played for 2 years.
It's going to be a good year.
Until
this
PS4.
Year. Come on.
You're telling me nothing comes out? Yeah. Like,
stuff does.
Well, Halo 5, Halo 5 is confirmed to come out 2014.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Boom.
Confirmed 2014.
Christmas season.
Yeah, it'll be out at the end of the year.
Destiny.
Oh, yeah, Destiny in the fall.
September.
I hate your Halo hate.
Oh, my God. Halo. The Witness. The Witness.
What's The Witness?
Oh, that's stupid.
Jonathan Blow's game.
Afraid?
It's gonna be shit.
It's gonna be bad.
Jonathan Blow's
he's lost his mind.
It's gonna be absolutely terrible.
Did you see what?
I thought he got lucky with Braid.
Did you see what IGN gave Game of the Year for PS4?
No.
Resogun?
Yeah. It is good though.
Game of the Year
it
overall.
Deserves it.
Game of the Year overall.
What I don't know if it hits all the marks across the board.
Last of Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying Last of Us.
BioShock Infinite sucked dick ass. Oh,
I didn't really care for it either. It wasn't just the shooting was clunky. It wasn't really for me.
Welcome,
my
to
games
this
of the
new
year.
World.
My games of the year last year: Fallout 3. Fallout 3 again.
Third year running.
I'll also submit.
Come on, 2008.
Wind Waker.
Something like that.
10-year-old game.
Wind Waker HD was probably the best time I had playing games last year. That game was so fucking good.
Best game
I played. Oh, I don't even need to talk about it.
My game of the year was Link Between Worlds Link Between for 3DS. Worlds.
Game of the year, eh?
Fucking game of the year is the best.
I can't stop hearing good things about that
of
game.
Of the year was Last of Us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But way to go, IGN.
I don't mean to go IGN, but that game is something
is
else.
Is this a good time to... this is PlayStation Now? Because
boom! Segue. PlayStation
I
Now.
I am so excited. We had a... I talked about playing Last of Us on...
Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Saying backwards compatibility with old PlayStations. Didn't even know it doesn't exist. But now we're going to have PlayStation Now, and I'm going to get Last of Us. I'm going to play it.
It's,
and did you hear... I read previews with Game Informer and stuff, too. And they said there's really no lag at all.
Yeah, that was an issue when you're playing it on the PS3. It's pushing the hardware to its limits, so you have a little bit of hiccups here and there. That is non-existent anymore.
My stance is that I just paid $400 for a PS4.
Why is he
I don't really need to play PS3 games. And I mean, like, I've been through this virtual console. It doesn't fucking work.
Why is he dying? You had a PS3.
I didn't have a PS3.
So anything that you missed, you can play now.
But I don't want to play those games. I want to play PS4 games.
Okay, well, doesn't...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I do.
Did I, like, just say exactly what you said and it's funny or something?
No, I did the analyst face.
He laughed at himself.
No, fucking virtual console. I mean, like, those games are more endearing. Like, Super Nintendo games, N64 games. Like, those are the ones that, you know, like, I would want to go back and play Star Fox, things like that. And even then, like...
It's, The Getaway.
I'm buying it.
And Nintendo has a back catalog. Sony has fucking nothing. But like,
yeah. What games are you gonna play?
You other download than a bunch of old games on the Vita. Fucking, you play Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, 10 on
those
the Vita.
Those have all been remade.
Who cares?
HD remakes. All the best games have been remade.
You know how much a fucking PS2 is?
But here's the thing.
A PS2 is $13 right now. I'll let you find
one. You're gonna be paying. I'm throwing a number out there. $15 a month. It's gonna be an added subscription fee. I'm assuming.
Yeah, we don't know how it's going to work.
Games.
I don't think that's how...
That. They basically said that.
There's either, PlayStation Plus. You can have
it's subscription-based.
It's a subscription-based thing where you can play a library of games with tons of games.
That's even worse.
Which is sort of like a Netflix.
Have you ever pirated games? So like the whole back catalog of PS1 games, and then it's like, I don't want to play any of them. You know, it's the Netflix.
None of the network capability
works. No, but it's the Netflix dilemma. Jesus Christ.
What Netflix dilemma?
Okay, like, all of a sudden you've got... Okay, I have TMN, right? TMN and HBO. So it's like, I can go and there's five things on, and it's like, it's very easy for me to pick one of them. Well, there's only five options. Here, I'm going to watch fucking... I don't know.
Oh, okay. I hacked the Wii, and I got this problem. Everything.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as everything's available to you, you don't want to play any of it anymore. We talked about this with...
And that's fine.
That's fine, but...
So you're going to pay $15, and you're going to look through those games, and
then you can cancel it.
There's achievements on them. There's online multiplayer for games that the multiplayer is probably closed on. Amazing.
No, it works great.
No, the achievements... The achievements is one thing.
That generation that I missed that I want to play... I play those three games and I can't.
I'll tell you right now, I'm playing God of War. I'll play all of the God of War games.
Okay, God of War, yeah, they'll probably be
the last one.
It's coming out in the summertime, right? Summertime is like a drought time for gaming. Like, there's nothing. You get an odd game here or there in August, and that's it.
PlayStation Now is a brilliant fucking
idea. It's a great idea. And I will gladly pay a fucking subscription fee. And if you want to cancel it, cancel it.
Well, I'm glad we've got it down and recorded. So
I'm going to say it's the future of gaming, right? Like,
it's the future of gaming.
No, absolutely.
They're talking about PlayStation Now on other devices that aren't Sony. Like Android and Apple.
Yeah, they play. It plays on Bravia TVs.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. You don't even have to have a television.
Yeah.
Or what?
Well, yeah, Bravia is Sony.
Yeah,
so they're going to start with Sony, but later on, literally, iPhones and iPads can have it.
That is brilliant.
Like, yeah, but it's not every game. 5, right? It's not every game.
It's not every game.
It's going to be the games that they can secure the licensing for and all this fucking weird shit.
All first party Sony games, and then afterwards, like Netflix when it first launched was beta kind of thing. Like, they didn't know what the hell was going to happen.
They bought Gaikai for how many millions of dollars?
380.
Who cares? Every single game I want on Virtual Console probably would amount to about $35.
I was saying something?
Did you say, who cares? They bought Gaikai for $380 million.
Yeah, I don't care how much they spent on that. It's not going to work out. This thing's not going to work.
They wouldn't... Okay, Sony as a corporation would not spend $380 million.
How much do you think they spent on the PlayStation Home?
Not $380 million, not even...
How much do you think they spent on PlayStation 3? They're not this, like, infallible corporation everything they do is perfect.
They're one of the biggest companies for
because
electronics.
Gaikai was the company that was able to do this in the first place.
So they bought
Gaikai.
No, I know.
For this. So this has to work. They didn't put $80 million into something that's not going to work.
Redacted.
What?
On Live was the company that did this. I don't know who the fuck Gaikai is.
No, there's not. Gaikai is a company. They bought it from them.
Yeah, but On Live was the company that did this first.
I've seen. Oh, first. I've seen what happens when.
I never even seen Gaikai go live.
I mean, Microsoft did it with trying to sell you Xbox, the original Xbox games on your 360.
Yeah, for fucking $15 each.
What are you talking about?
But you'll spend $15 in a month to play that game.
I'll play $15 and I can go and hit this game, hit this game, hit this game, 15 minutes.
I'd like to try all these games. Hey, I played all these games today. I'd be perfect for the podcast, man.
I just want you guys to be honest in the future when this thing comes out. And you guys don't ever touch it.
You're gonna bite your fucking tongue, right? Like,
okay, but even
sure. Oh, because you guys don't have fucking Jet Moto parties.
Everyone's gonna buy it.
No, but we're gonna find games. Like, we played Resogun, right? Like,
I hate Resogun.
But there's gonna be games out there where there's online leaderboards where we're gonna, all of us are gonna find something and be like, I got a high score in this game, fuck it up. Zuma, like, you can make games like
Zuma's not a PlayStation 1 game. I promise you Sony doesn't have like the authority to just put that out on their thing.
Yeah. I'm
not, they're going to have to lock it into licensing
and everything.
Okay, but Netflix did it. They have, you know, whatever, 75% of fucking every
Netflix
movie
is a monster. Netflix is responsible for a third of the internet traffic in the whole world.
Sony is way bigger than Netflix.
Sony is with Netflix now.
There's the past 15 years of video gaming on a Sony platform.
Listen, it pays to be on a service like this. When you have an old dead game that no one's playing, no one's buying, you can get royalties for that game because somebody fucking subscribes and goes, download, and they never play that shit. Just because they can download it for free, you get royalties.
There's a lot of, like, every game that's available right now on PS4, every game, I have fucking Contrast, which I've never even touched. I've got
just because it's
that
free.
Other shitty ninja game that I've never touched. I've downloaded them because they are free. Warframe,
Blacklight, Retribution.
Okay, well, I want to reduce this back to my original point. I want to play PS4 games.
And you will, but I will gladly pay.
That's so where my money's going.
Battlefield 4 is waiting for the next game to come out. You could, if you had this,
it's an evergreen game.
You play Wind Waker HD. Why wouldn't you subscribe and
no,
play
no,
that
no.
one game?
Wind Waker HD. It's one of the most beloved games. Like. Of my entire life.
Okay, but if you have every game available, you can find.
You do realize a lot of
one of your most beloved games of all time.
Too, right?
Like no, I no, they didn't.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't.
Okay, but
and I'm making my own point. I can think of two games. I might want to play Shadows of the Colossus. That might be one.
Awesome game.
Maybe Last of Us too.
Yeah,
I play Colossus. I probably play Ico for 5 seconds. God of War is terrible. I beat three. It is awful.
Really?
Yeah. Dante's Inferno is much better.
I'll be buried in maybe Destiny, Battlefront.
Yeah.
Woo! Battlefront.
Battlefront, you've literally seen that there's going to be a Battlefront that's it. I know that you're excited.
I know it's a Star Wars game.
I feel like Battlefront is only going to let you down at this point.
Yeah, you guys are the highest.
You guys think you're going to quit Battlefield to play Battlefront?
It's a Star Wars game made by DICE. That's it. That's all my expectations are.
It's not going to be Star Wars Battlefield. It's not.
I don't want it to be Star Wars Battlefield.
Okay, but it's not.
I want it to be Star Wars Battlefield. But it won't be, and that's going to be upsetting.
Okay, what?
And I hope that I can.
When has DICE done you
this
wrong?
This new mess.
When has DICE done you wrong?
DICE Battlefield 2?
How many DICE games
in the last 10 years?
How many DICE games have you played?
Two.
Bad Company 2, Battlefield 3. I never really played it, but Battlefield 4 was
Battlefield
awesome.
2.
Also, Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, Mirror's Edge.
It was awful.
You didn't even know who DICE was then.
I didn't. But I had that game.
DICE didn't let you down then.
Also, BioWare.
No, it still did, though. You can't just take all the good games. Oh, once they got good, they were amazing.
Because I didn't know about it beforehand. Doesn't change.
I didn't know who the hell DICE was. I thought, oh, what's this Battlefield game? It might be kind of cool. The demo was cool. That's what got us into it.
Sniping.
The sniping and the
snow level.
Fuck, I love that game. Damn it.
Remember being up on the hill and just sniping down?
Yeah, it was so good. Even sniping up. God, it was so balanced and perfect.
Fun game. Fun game.
All right, I think it's time to move on.
Yeah, so what else is coming out?
We should have explained PlayStation Now for those who don't know what it is.
If you're listening to us, you should know what it is. If you don't, too bad. It's Netflix for games.
It's Netflix for games.
Hey, I'm starving, man, and it's tough to starve, you know? You shouldn't have to starve.
Oh, we didn't talk
don't
about that.
Starve. It's free.
Hey, well, look at that.
PlayStation 4.
Look at that segue.
What is it? No.
PS Plus.
There it is.
Free on PS Plus.
PS Plus, the game's not there.
Well, yeah, I didn't give it that much time.
It's
kind
of a cool idea. Like
I played it a few times.
Start off, you have nothing. You gather materials.
It's very it's hardcore. It's very tough.
When
you
Tim
will die.
About it, Tim's like, I'm gonna build a town and have fences and
That stupid idiot never did any of that.
No, that never happened. But that sounded great. That sounded great, and be like, actually able to survive, be like, I'm dying by fucking bees. I got killed by frogs.
Yeah, you fight anything in that game, you're fucked. Like, that's the thing. It's
spiders
like
spiders rape me.
You're out in the wilderness. Don't fuck around with anything. Like, take your time. Collect the things you need to survive the night. It's cool. I think faster. It's awesome, and I want it to be a lot better than it is.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing carries over. You die, and that's it. Like, you got to start from scratch, and you can't go back and find your body and pick up your shit.
It's definitely too tedious to restart.
It is.
Even when you get far in the game, especially when you get far in the game, I suppose, it's too much.
I was reading strategies and stuff online because, like, people were saying, like, don't read strategies because it'll spoil, like, what's later in the game and what'll come later. Nothing comes. Nothing comes later. Like
if unlock characters? Like,
you unlock different characters, stupid. But, like, they just have different stats. One person carries a lighter, the other guy's stronger when his belly's full, so he can chop trees down faster.
Ugh.
Like,
that's fine.
That's so much.
I feel like I could see. Like,
you could never notice that.
I could see how annoying that would be. Like, and I just didn't. I didn't like. I'm not even gonna put the time in to be let down finally do die.
My struggle with the game was, it's very very strange. Like, you'll go into a portal, which is fine, and you come out, and then you have this homing beacon.
Portal.
Yeah, there's like a portal in the ground.
What fucking homing beacon you talking
about? No, the homing beacon is like a whole new level.
Okay, fine. I went to this whole new level, and then I got this homing beacon. And then when you go in the right direction, it's like, oh, I must be going in the right direction. And you come in, and you pick up this thing. It's like a mechanical potato. And I'm like, is that supposed to be funny? I'm like, am I supposed to understand what the fuck I'm supposed to do with this?
I got a gnome.
Yeah, there's just like
nothing does anything.
Like, nothing is explained to you whatsoever.
Are you supposed to trek in this game?
Yeah, it's all about surviving.
Oh, I completely missed the point. Like, I thought, like,
you will starve, but the whole point of the game is don't starve.
Just try and survive as long as you can, but when you die, you die, you lose everything, your progress is gone, you start from the beginning.
I wasn't aware that that I was able to leave, like, that little area. That I didn't go very far.
The map is massive.
The only thing you carry over from game to game is the knowledge you learned in the earlier game. So if you don't learn something new, you wasted your time.
Well, it was a waste of time.
But the thing is, it's all randomly
generated. That's why, like, it kind of sticks with me. Like, I want to go back and I want to try this now. Like, see if this works.
But here's the thing, though. Like, I found that wormhole, right? That took me to a new world. Every time that you play, it's all randomly generated.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's never the same.
No. But it's all about the crafting, right? And, like, crafting things that'll keep you alive. And, like, understanding, okay, I need twigs and reeds to keep me so I can make flint so I can make fires so I can survive every night. And then once you get that, you're like, okay, I need health, you know.
Yeah.
And then you learn,
start making traps for rabbits and stuff like that.
Did you make the science machine?
Yeah.
I don't quite have the patience.
I made it to the point where I had a farm. I had, like, a little basic farm. And every time you chop down, like, a big tree, you get pine cones.
I got the pine cones.
And you can plant
more
trees with the pine cones.
I did that on the first
night. So you can have, like,
your
own little farm there, like, and you can live for a long time.
That's wild.
The great thing about that game, though, is like, you have to explore to unlock things.
Yeah.
And yet, you can't create a farm and just keep it there. Like,
dude, I made it.
You end up going into a wormhole or a new level, and it's just like, we're all level 1 of 5, too.
Yeah. There was like five, I played 5 days, and I couldn't find a single fucking rock, like, like, to make something with. Like, I was just walking around, I couldn't find anything. I was like,
I did the same thing. I couldn't find a rock, so I went through that wormhole, and I go through, and it's literally a field of rocks. It's just all rocks. Everywhere. No trees.
Yeah, when things are plentiful, you gotta gather.
We should wrap up games. Is there anything else that we need to hit on?
That's pretty much it.
I'm gonna continue playing Don't Starve. Like, talking about it makes me want to play it, but
it sounds interesting.
If we bounce stuff off each other more often, I think it'd be more interesting.
Yeah, like finding strategies, and I read strategies online. It's like, that's kind of cool. And, like, I'd like to get the Chivos in the game.
I don't even check them.
Oh, you know what? I should mention Sound Shapes very briefly.
Oh, yeah. I got drunk at TJ's on New Year's and used this credit card to buy a $15 game.
Create the best tune of all time.
Called Sound Shapes.
Yeah.
And I told you, I vowed that I would also download it and we would chase trophies together, and I will never buy that game.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, it's $15.
The trophies.
I played it at your house.
I got all I needed to get out of it.
I find it to be the most annoying game in the world because TJ and I will play games together.
Oh my god!
Every night, and I can't hear the TV audio because it's in his ear, but I can hear the controller. And the only sound that it makes is when you collect the things. So it's
or
like, die. And I'm just like, that's all I hear for like an hour. I'm like, TJ, shut the fuck up! Like, stop with this stupid.
Wait, game. Does the controller play the note that's on the TV?
No.
No, it just makes just it random? Chime whenever you
it adds it. In a note into the song when you collect it, but when you collect the actual thing, what plays out of the controller is like a progressively higher note if you collect them at great speed. If you like collect them slowly, it's just the same sound basically over and over again. And
there's I don't understand why you guys don't turn those fucking controller sounds off.
Oh man, they're the best.
I like it.
They're amazing.
You're playing with headphones. You can't fucking hear it to begin with.
Well, no, you're playing with headphones.
I can definitely hear it. Anyway,
yeah,
so
in your headphones.
If you want Cheetos, okay.
I got a few other games I want to talk about too. Fuck.
Yeah, see?
Quickly.
All right.
He's sidetracking. Anyways, game it. Cheetos, what? This game is amazing for. You beat the game, which is you can pretty much do in like 2 hours in a single sitting. And then every level has like a dark level. It's almost like Meat Boy, except there's no relation to the original level. It's just a single screen, and you have like a collect a certain amount of those little tokens in a certain amount of time. Awesome. It is. And they're very difficult. You'll play like 100 times in a row, and then you'll finally get it. It'll be really rewarding, and every single one's a silver trophy. So you can basically
get
a silver trophy in 30 seconds if you do it the first try, which you won't, okay? Or you can play 100 times and still get a trophy. So
that sounds actually really awesome.
That part is amazing.
Download that game.
The actual levels suck horribly. They're just slow. Like the mechanics are weird. But then you get into those, I think they call them death races, and they're amazing. Yeah. And there's this other set of achievements called Beat School, and I don't even know what that is yet. I think it's like another set of levels.
You know the What's New tab on PS4?
Yeah.
Every time I check that fucking thing, it's just, TJ got an achievement in sound shapes. I don't care!
I'm going to 100% the game, probably, because...
That's cool.
Something like almost like 20% of the people who play that game got the Platinum Chivo.
Really?
Yeah, which is crazy. It's like going to be the highest rating, 100%
game. Combine it!
Yeah,
that's cool.
I need 30 seconds to talk about how 3D World grinding. I've been doing a bit of that in between playing Battlefield.
Yeah.
The game gets pretty intense and then really, really intense. Like the final world has three levels and they're all really challenging.
Yeah.
And I played it like I play Meat Boy. Like just grinding and grinding and grinding and working days in. Like putting in shifts of getting through maybe the first quarter of a level.
How long are these shifts you speak of?
Maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Holy for real? Shit.
Yeah.
Jeez. That sounds awful.
It's Mario and it's amazing. And,
I don't have the drive.
I finally got through it. I finally got through it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get everything. So I have 100% of the stars, which is very difficult to achieve. And I have all but six of these stamps. Like I when I bought the game, I was like, oh, it's going to be cool when I have all these. I'm going to take a screenshot and show it off. Like, hey, I did this.
Yeah.
But so I finished the whole fucking game and I realized like I still have five stamps left. I have to go back and do the whole game with every fucking character to get these final five stamps.
You're not doing
so, I mean, it, like, at one point, like, I told myself, I'm not doing this by myself, but it's going to be fun. Like, when I have my nephew over, or, like, me and Shelby can jump back in, play old levels. I'll just make sure I play as different characters. And, like, the thing is you can, like, four of us can play it, and I can get one level for all four new characters. So like,
it
added a bit of replay value. I have a reason to go back and play because maybe I haven't beat that level as Toad. You know, so like it's a double edged sword. No, I'm not able to 100% it like right away, which is something that I wanted to be able to say that I did. I have a reason to fucking go back.
3D Land was like that too. Like you unlock Luigi after you beat it with Mario.
Do it all over again.
Yeah, and you do it all over
Galaxy,
again.
Galaxy 2 does that.
Nothing changes, but. It's just fun to do it over again.
Well, Luigi has a different jump, right?
Luigi's harder. Mario's mechanic is like pinpoint. Like as soon as I let go of the toggle, Mario stops running. But Luigi will slide a little bit. Yeah. So like it makes the game that much more difficult because the platforming is off because Luigi's a doof. But yeah. I mean, it gives me a reason to play Wii U until Smash Brothers comes out.
Do you hate saying Wii U?
I do. Well, no, I don't care. I mean, I'm not.
There's
a
Wii U.
Just a couple of things I want to touch on.
I didn't even
quickly.
Realize I was saying it.
Until if you have an Xbox One and you don't have Peggle 2 yet, get it.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It's such a fun game. Like my girlfriend doesn't play many games, but she comes over and like we play Peggle 2 together, and it's fun. Like it's about half as long as the first one was because there's only five characters instead of 10.
Yeah.
So that's fine, but the challenges are hard enough to have something to play towards, and there's trials for each level too, so that's it's just Peggle. It's fucking awesome. If you don't have it, get it. And then
amen,
another thing I started playing was Rise, and a lot of people have given that game a lot of grief. Saying it's bad.
Well, no, I mean, I asked TJ, like, is Rise as bad as everyone says it? He just said no.
Absolutely not. He thinks it's fine. Not. Like, it's gotten shit on by reviewers.
I think it's because it's the Xbox exclusive. Everyone wants it to be amazing. And it's lackluster.
The game mechanics aren't as strong as they should be.
At least.
It does get repetitive. I'll give it that.
Maybe something else. But.
I don't know. As you play, you have these skill trees that aren't even really fucking skill trees, right? Like, you just sort of have enough money to buy these things. And I don't even know what's going on. The only thing that really changes is you get better executions, which look cool.
That's one of the negatives. Like, the argument towards the game is, like, you don't really know what you're gaining, playing.
They explain the upgrades properly, but I feel like it's like, 1% extra. It literally is 1% extra experience.
Yeah,
like,
who gives a
give
shit?
Give me 10, then 20. Like, yeah. It's the stupidest, most meaningless upgrades. There's bad game designs.
Yeah. Like, it's just awful.
Well, I mean, what I said in the other episode was it feels rushed. It feels like, we need something for Xbox One. I feel it's
bad decisions, like Dan
says. It's just bad decisions.
They thought it was going to be good, and it was bad. You know, like, okay, make the cues to, I got to press X now versus whatever yellow
is. Yeah.
Do you guys remember 2 years ago when it was supposed to be Xbox 360 Kinect exclusive?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Just straight Kinect.
Yeah, that was like,
and then they were like, oh shit, let's make it this QuickTime thing that they showed at E3, and then
that failed too.
4 months afterwards, it was released.
That was the death of Xbox 360 when Kinect, they started doubling down on Kinect. And they
bailed on Kinect. The only thing that you actually use Kinect for, which I fucking hate in this game, is there's voice commands. It's like, hold left bumper, and it's like, use the volley now.
Now!
They actually say that for it to do it, and I fucking hate doing that. It's stupid. But it is the most...
Does it work?
Yeah, it works every time. It actually does work every single time. It does not work once.
Xbox. We
have 10 people yelling over you.
Use the volume.
It better work. It was $100.
Yeah.
For that feature.
But.
What a stupid idiot.
Justin's here.
Yeah.
What I do like about it is it's the most beautiful game I've ever seen on a console ever.
No.
Like, no, you don't understand. It really, really is. There's one level where you're.
I watch it. Battlefield's better.
The boat scene?
Battlefield is disgusting.
And there's
oh man,
there's Peggle this boat 2. Scene, right? Like, you're coming in on a beach on all the boats, kind of like D-Day, but in Roman times, and you're jumping over the sides, and they're shooting catapults at you, just huge flaming balls, and they're hitting these ships, and the shrapnel that you see and the explosions. I was honestly like, I had to stop.
Video though.
It's not video. No, it's not.
That's the cool thing. It's fucking gameplay. One continuous like.
Okay, what are you actually doing in that scene? Other than going.
You go fight.
You jump off the boat and it's your character and you're running up the beach and there's shit flying at you and hitting the boats that are next to you, and the explosions that you see.
You can't knock it. You gotta see it. It is fucking.
It was the
beautiful.
Best thing I've ever seen. I was like, holy shit, that's amazing.
Cool.
Amazing, but. It does get repetitive, and I think it's still worth checking out. If you got a decent amount of money and you can afford to buy it, go for that.
Or
rent it.
You know what? I kind of want to reflect on the purchase of PlayStation 4 over the purchase of Xbox One.
Whoa!
Like, right now? Go for it.
Only because I'm kind of thinking, if you guys bought Xbox One, I think it might have been the better purchase. It's more important to buy what your friends have so you can play with your friends. But Xbox One... It's got better exclusives, and they're both comparable enough to
better controller.
You know, we can just play Battlefield 4.
Rise sucks nutsack.
Regardless.
Okay, but all the games what do you have on PlayStation? All we would have missed out on is fucking Rezo Gun.
It's coming, man.
It's coming. What? What's the
exclusive? Titanfall comes out for PC.
Fucking, what's it called?
No.
Last of Us just came out. You gotta give them time to make some games.
No, but here's the thing that I'm saying. Like, the games that you guys are playing that you really care for...
What is coming to Xbox?
Listen to me.
Halo. Peggle is coming out for
Titanfall.
PS4.
Is it?
Yeah.
Towerfall. You know what? PS4.
Towerfall is actually a pretty
Who
good
cares?
One.
I'm just saying.
Titanfall sucks. I got my multiplayer Towerfall shooter, man.
I'm saying Titanfall.
Titanfall does not suck. You've never played it. You've never fucking seen anything on it. I guarantee you.
I hate it because I don't have an Xbox, all right? So.
Listen to me, I understand.
So Chad's
that.
On our side, is what he's saying.
I understand that ever since I've gotten my Xbox.
Xbox.
Ever since I've gotten my Xbox, I've been. It's because I was going to say wishing right after. I'm wishing that you guys would side with Microsoft over Sony.
Yeah.
I'm not siding with anybody.
I'm pissed off that I have to get fucking Destiny signing. For PS4. Because Suck I don't give a off. Fuck about PS4.
The controller's so bad.
For what?
PS4.
Do you guys have any interest in getting Xbox One? Like, say we're free.
If it was free, yeah, I would.
I guess.
TJ's gonna buy
what would you play? What would you play?
If it was $300 without Kinect, I'll buy it.
What do you mean? If it was $300, if it was the same price as PlayStation 4, it came with Kinect.
I don't know, $300.
If it was the same price,
I'm saying $299.
If it was the same price as PS4, you would still get PS4.
And
first.
It came with Kinect.
Yeah, it was the same thing. You don't have to fucking use the Kinect, and it's fine. I like that. I come in my room and it looks.
You know what? We should put a pin in this. We should put a pin in this.
Let me think.
Hi, Dan.
No.
No.
No, you guys are fools. TJ and I will play. I'm getting.
Do you think it's better?
I love it way more.
I'm leaning towards Xbox, but I don't know that. I love it way more yet.
I don't know. I've always just.
Oh, yeah, Sony, Forza too. We didn't mention Sony's Forza.
Guys, we gotta move on. We gotta move on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do.
Forza's
fine.
Before we jump, I just want to say that I 200%ed fucking PBZ2. I beat it, and then it crashed. I had to delete it and re-download it, and I beat it again.
That's gross.
That's disgusting. When is that PVZ that looks fun actually come out?
Oh, that stupid Call of Duty one?
Yeah. That looks dumb. Call of Duty one.
We're going to take a break and eat some pizza, and we'll be right back to talk about movies and TV for a little bit. Welcome back to the show. We're going to jump right into movies and TV. I got a couple of things I'd like to bring up. Just starting off, do you guys know the final season of Boardwalk Empire is season 5 next season? Yeah. It's done. Boom.
Done. That.
I'm excited that they're going to wrap something up.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about how like they've got some momentum, and it's a great opportunity to just let it end with a bang.
Is Chalky White S dead yet?
Well, who knows?
Is Chalky White dead
Nucky's
yet?
Gonna die.
Well, of I mean, are we gonna Nucky's talk about dead. Fucking spoilers?
Nucky was supposed to die in season 1. That was the spoiler joke that we kept saying. Oh,
yeah. But you know what? That was not a joke. There's way too many characters to wrap up in a single season.
Nucky's dead though.
Just kill him quick.
It's gonna have a Departed moment. It's gonna blow its load and kill everyone.
Isn't Iceface dead?
Who's Iceface?
I watched Place Beyond the Pines. You saw that, right?
Yeah, I like that movie.
Big fan of it.
I think the first half is much stronger than the second half.
Well, it's the Gauze.
Yeah, once Gauze is dead.
And then, spoiler I think it's the thing is like I feel like yeah it's definitely told in three acts, and I feel like the acts get worse as the movie like, progresses.
Worse than
yeah,
the last.
Each one is worse than the last, and I don't really care how it wraps up. It was fine.
Fine to watch. It's not like the best movie I've ever seen, but it was what it was.
Yeah, the Gauze pretty wild. But I mean, like they didn't really tell much of the Bradley Cooper story. Like it was just kind of, how do we connect? Like we have to tell this story because we told the story of the other dad.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like it just kind of fell apart. It was just boring, I suppose. But it did have, you know, a bit to hold on to. Like the photograph that he had was kind of cool. That like he always kept it with him, and it's something that tortured him. But you don't really get to learn much about how much it tortured Bradley Cooper. Because it just jumps ahead, and he's what, like a senator or something like that. So I mean, I feel like they didn't tell the interesting part because they had this idea, like, oh, we'll tell a story about the kids. What happens to the kids? And then it's like you have to set up their backstory for 2 hours of the, or like 2/3 of the movie. They're setting up the backstory for these kids, and then the kids are essentially non-interesting.
How much did you hate Bradley Cooper's kid?
I did not like him at all.
I hate that.
And it
kid.
Seemed like how would that kid develop?
Why was
with
he
that mom and with that mother and that father,
he ends up being a Guido fuckhead. Like, why?
I have no idea. Like, and I guess like kid. It's fine. Like, you can, like, an author doesn't have to tell that. I mean, you just have to kind of accept it. Like, it wouldn't have gotten any better if they explained, like, oh, here's why he's Guido. You know, like, oh, there's another 10 minutes of the movie that explains why he's into fucking slick hair.
Hey. I hated that fucking guy.
Yeah.
Awful.
Neither of his parents talk like that. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. But I do like the character, the actor who played Gosling's kid. I kind of like him. He was in Chronicle.
Chronicle. He's the bad guy in Chronicle.
Yeah, and I thought he was really weird, but he's pretty sick. Yeah, yeah, like, and he's in Spider-Man too. I'm kind of.
He's in Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah, he's in the new
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he's Harry Osborn.
Is he really?
Yeah. I'm kind of excited for that. I mean, I saw the trailer again watching Desolation of Smog. I saw the trailer again in 3D. It looks awesome. It looks like
it looks a lot better in 3D.
You know what?
It
looks like a Spider-Man comic book. Like that's kind of like it's not dropping you into like the real world version of Spider-Man. It's dropping you into a Spider-Man comic book.
That's
or a Spider-Man cartoon.
It's probably better.
Yeah, like that's I'm kind of geeked for it. Like the first one, I saw the trailers and I never really got excited for it, but the second one, like it looks pretty awesome, especially in 3D and IMAX.
I'm dope for that one.
You're dope for that one.
You know what? I think I said it before with after seeing Desolation of Smaug, but every trailer they show in IMAX,
yeah,
it just makes the movie that much better. Like the movie could be absolute shit, but because there's an IMAX trailer, it looks. Yeah, I want to go see that.
I don't want to see
like the new 300 movie. The movie
looks terrible. I definitely don't want to see that.
The movie looks terrible, but it looked fantastic in IMAX.
I'm really into Ava Green.
Be amazing.
I'm really into Ava Green. She's
she's 007.
She's like
Casino Royale.
She's on the top of my list, and she's pretty badass.
If I be it,
yeah, she is. Fine potato.
You
mentioned Desolation of Smaug. I saw it for the second time with my nephew. On rewatch, the parts that we thought were too long actually fly by. Like I found, you know, I was kind of dreading the whole dragon fight.
Yeah.
Because of how weird and long it felt the first time. But once you know like what their end game is and you know what they're working towards, it is kind of like the scene works.
Cool.
The scene works a lot better when you kind of when you've got the foresight to know what they're doing and why they're like, we need to light the forges and we need to turn on these like little.
Did you see the gold melt?
No, you don't see the.
Yeah, you do.
What do you mean?
The gold is inside the.
No, but like, see, that's the thing. Like, the whole scene is so disorienting that it's hard to figure out exactly what's happening. But once I knew to look for the forge, the frame, the cast. Once I knew to look for the cast, it's very obvious that it's right there. But you're seeing it from above down, so you don't get the full grasp of where Smaug is.
In the episode, you guys were talking about there was no gold being melted and being poured into it.
No, I knew there was gold being melted, but I thought the statue was much lower. Like I thought they were in a different place in the mountain. It was weird and disorienting. I mean, at that one point, he falls into that pit.
Yeah,
and you have no idea where in the mountain you are.
Yeah.
Like, but kind of having my, you know, knowing where they were and stuff, it was a lot easier to follow. Because you're following different dwarves, you're following Bilbo, Smaug's flying around. It's like, where the fuck are they? But on a second watch, it actually makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
It completely, even more so, feels like this was supposed to be two movies.
Yeah.
Like, halfway through this movie, it's clear that they started another one. Like, the lake town, I think, was obviously supposed to be the beginning of the second movie. It plays just like that. It plays like a first act. They're all like, you're meeting the town and you're getting your bearings on where you are. Yeah. And like,
I was actually just going to ask you that. I wasn't sure if they turned it into a trilogy or if it was just the two.
No.
It's going to be a third?
Yeah, there's going to be a third one.
Okay.
But it's good. Again,
I'm going to wait for that.
Sauron is amazing. Just twice as good. Like so fucking awesome. And like I feel like
Sauron's in it.
If it was George Lucas, he would have went back to Lord of the Rings and put the figure of Sauron in the fucking in the iris of the in the eye, in the pupil.
Sauron is he's the guy in the
Sauron's the eye.
First one, right? He just hits people and they go flying.
Sauron's
you see
the
him
eye.
Like alive?
No,
yeah. Not spoil it too much.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
I feel like the thing is like
the movie's amazing.
They're really,
the second one sounds better.
It seems it like is. They're talking up Lord of the Rings too much because not really that much doesn't happens. Like you're expecting a global like a huge war and there's kind of just two battles that they highlight in those movies.
Well,
war's coming for the whole Middle Earth.
Huge war.
At the end of The Hobbit. I think like as long as they can tie it to that one and then at the end of the third movie, Unexpected Journey?
Mm.
No. They're back again. At the end of They're Back, and they're like, oh, we figured it out, and Sauron's defeated. And like maybe they don't know that it's the One Ring that's holding him. Like they got to tie that up so it's less connected to... Like Gandalf can't be that aware that something... Because he seems unaware that something bad's going to happen.
In Fellowship?
Yeah. He seems like jolly again, and like, oh, we saved the world, all that. Yeah, so like he can't be aware. Something. Yeah. But I mean...
Well, I did watch Fellowship recently. And he does kind of seem like, I know about it, and I thought we defeated him, but he's back.
Yeah, he doesn't know there's the One Ring. Like
he doesn't know that Bilbo has the ring.
Yeah,
he doesn't know anything about the ring.
But again, Martin Freeman, fucking carries the movie. Like, Yeah. Amazing. Guy's so good.
Did you notice the barrels going over the waterfall?
I watched the barrel scene again, and I still couldn't hold back the laughter at Barrel Escape. It was so good.
Is it good? Did your nephew
love it?
Amazing.
It's actually good?
No, it's definitely good.
And again, watching that scene, I was more oriented. I knew where I was in the stream. Legolas rapes in that fucking scene. It's incredible.
Is it still
He absolutely rapes. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go tomorrow.
He absolutely rapes. So like, more than I thought
he did.
You
will laugh. Maybe I'll go like, Sunday. You'll laugh with excitement. Like, holy shit!
There's one scene, like, just as long as the Donkey Kong scene, there's a Legolas scene where it's one shot following him around, and he fucks people up. It's awesome.
It's not as childish then?
No, it's definitely not. It's so much better than the first
one. Hold on. There are some exaggerated jokes. The Donkey Kong thing is almost a joke.
Okay, but you take the jokes with how good the actual story is and how good the journey is that you're on. Just preparing in the first Dan, one, there's no journey.
He's not expecting 100% Lord of the Rings seriousness. No, but, like, no. It's a bit comical, but it's no the
goblin.
Right amount.
It's no goblins, and the fights are real, and there's weight to them. And
there's no Goblin King tune.
Literally, Lord of the Rings, a couple of those fights, I was, like, choked up. You know what I mean? That's not like when
Boromir gets S dead.
Yeah,
that was sad.
That's, like, your mom cries in that still.
Yeah, that can't be repeated.
Boromir's the best, but Bilbo Baggins is quickly becoming my favorite character of the entire saga. He's fucking awesome.
I did like him. That was the one thing that was like redeeming quality for the first.
He's the whole movie.
All six or all three?
Six. The whole saga.
Okay, saga's four.
And you know what? Well, whatever, man.
What do you call a six?
I have no idea. Two trilogies, I don't know.
A saga is not four. They call it the Star Wars saga. That's six movies.
Yeah.
A saga is any collection.
I'm pretty sure the Blu-ray case has Star Wars saga.
All right, looking it up. Pretty sure.
Saga's four.
Stagus.
The Mastagus. Good movies. Damn it, I had one more thing I wanted to say about that, but it's slipping my mind now.
Don't spoil it for Daniel.
Yeah, don't spoil too much for
me. I won't spoil it.
I wish that you would have caught up on Suwaking Stayed.
You spoiling it?
No, I'm not going to spoil it.
I don't give a shit.
It was about Bilbo.
There's nothing to spoil.
Shit happens.
No, I'm just saying, like... Is the governor dead?
Who's the governor kill? Michonne?
No, he doesn't. Alright, spoiler alert.
Any name we say is... Are we talking about Walking Dead?
Can we talk about Walking Dead and spoil it?
Yeah.
Who does the governor kill?
Nope. So the season opens up and there's like an outbreak on the prison.
I've seen that. Yeah, didn't care about like, all those people die.
People could die because they get sick and then they turn into zombies and compromise.
I think I've seen all along. I've seen up to like number three.
All the while the governor's falling in love, right? He falls in love with this chick and
who?
The governor. He falls in love with just this random girl that he sees.
Random. Okay. Wait,
and he's like, they're going from camp to camp, and he says like, okay, now I'm in love. I need to save these people. So he gathers that like the only way to live is to take the prison. So he gets like tanks, like they have all these resources. They bring him to the prison and ask Rick to leave, and he says no. And there's this huge battle. Actually, the part that I'm skipping is that the governor snuck in and grabbed some hostages, and said, "Give us the prisoner. We're killing them."
Like good hostages or just
Michonne losers? And Herschel.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So Herschel gets the axe. And leave the actual death. So
he cuts his other leg off.
So Rick is just like torn up. The entire prison's compromised, and the governor dies in that battle. And
good.
And everyone. And the thing is remember at the end of season two when there was like certain characters that split off.
Yeah,
every character is split off.
Oh
wow.
Okay, the poster for the new season, have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's just really Carl weird looking. Up front.
Yeah, Carl
Rick in the back, and then Rick in the back.
Isn't Rick facing away, too?
Yeah.
I feel like he's like... It's Rick's back, and it's...
Rick and Carl... Oh, you know who else dies?
Yeah?
Is, Ass Kicker?
Ass Kicker.
Oh.
Ass baby? Kicker gone.
Presumed dead.
She's fucking dead. She's blood.
You can't show dead babies.
The reveal is there. They're like, where's Ass Kicker? I don't know what her real name is.
I fucking hate that employee.
But they're like, Judith. They're like, where's Judith? And they walk up to a baby seat, and it's buckled with no baby in it and blood all over it.
They're opening up the storyline for the Rick and Carl.
Bloody Michonne picked it up.
No, zombies. No,
Michonne killed the guy.
Zombies got into everything.
I would not be surprised if Blonde is taking care of the kid.
No, they have to get rid of her. She's not in the comics. and like they like she dies in the raid. The baby dies in the raid along with the Rick's wife.
Why?
They die together.
Oh, in the comic?
In the raid on the prison.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
oh, really?
They have to get rid of that character, and, like, there's, yeah, they just...
She's they have to for this storyline, for the Rick and Carl storyline.
No, no, no.
But that doesn't mean she can't be alive chick. With the other characters.
The
Herschel's daughter?
Yeah.
Herschel's daughter is still around. She's still banging Chinese guy.
No, no, the other one.
The blonde. The blonde? Younger one.
Yeah. Blonde Ace dead?
No.
She's not stayed.
Oh.
I want her to be stayed.
Why? You don't like her?
I hate her little tunes. I hate those tunes. Fine.
Coming by the mountain.
Yeah, okay, can we talk about what we thought about the season since we all know the spoilers?
I think they should have mixed in the stories. Like I would have liked to, you know, oh, there's this epidemic going on at the prison. Like let's check back with the governor, see what he's doing, and then it kind of it meets, you know, like in the finale, like the climax.
Here's the problem: there's no crossover. There's no value in doing that. It's not like you're gonna.
That sucks.
What?
Well, okay, but it makes the season worse because I don't care about the governor at all. Like, neither I don't care about his story. I'm tired of it. Okay, so, like, even taking me away from Rick's story, which I thought was getting really interesting, halfway through the season, like, was a big...
The show should have killed the governor last season.
Season two.
Agreed. Okay.
I don't understand that there was no... Well, he had to... There needed to be a catalyst to get them out of the prison. So that's the governor they used. They used his character for that. Well, I mean, yeah, there could have been...
Season 2 was so strong, and the first half of Season 3 I was so into, and then as soon as it starts focusing on the governor
and Andrea... God, yeah.
But he's dead now.
Okay, that's fine. And
there's literally one season of this show that's good.
No, there's
no. Season 3 is good. Season 4 was good, too. And the thing, like, the production of Season 4 is a lot better.
Oh, absolutely it is.
It feels like more like a little movies. You know, you're watching a new movie every week.
Every episode I'm still in 100%, loving all of it. It's just, yeah. I pull back and I think about the overlying story and I'm bothered by
certain
things.
It's how I feel after I've watched it that I'm I don't care about the governor. I'm happy that it's over with and now we can move on.
They could have killed the governor and been almost the same position they're in now. Yes, they'll let the prison, I suppose. But again, anything could have done that, like overrunning the farm.
But some of the things that have happened, like when Laurie dies, I was like literally like devastated. Like
when he looks at Carl,
when he's like, "Oh no!" Like you had to do that. He knows what Carl had to do. Like, and he's so heartbroken. Like there was weight to that, and I was legitimately upset. There's nothing in season 4 that happens where I'm like...
Sure there is. Whoa. Rick's devoted to, like, never shooting his gun again, right? Like, they found solace and safety in this prison. And then, like, there's this, like, you... That quickly, like, breaks down. And when he's got to slaughter the pigs...
Yeah.
And, like, that whole scene where he's just, like, deadpan, like...
Well, I didn't like Rick as, like,
I fucking hate my life.
Like, I like that Herschel was like, you can't just be a farmer, Rick. Like, that's not the way this world works anymore.
Yeah, and I suppose I have to take the good with the bad. I mean, like, splitting the first half of the season up like that is just an example of creative writing, which I'm really looking forward to, and more like the way they're telling the story is going to be better, you know, like a well made high production TV show, not just an episodic kind of thing. Overlining arcs over multiple episodes, that all that jazz.
Season 4.5 I hope is
4.5
is a little bit better than.
Well, here's the thing. We got a brand new... It's basically like a season 5, right?
Did you guys like Carl? Do you like him?
Carl's the man. I'm getting to like him.
Season 3...
He's pretty badass.
He was a bitch for like 5 minutes, and then he got amazing.
Once he started like...
He was rough in season 2.
Season 2, he's a little fake.
When he was playing favorites between Rick and
Shane.
Yeah, he was just a bitch. But season 3, when like... Ever since he had to shoot Lori, he's like... He's still a bad actor, and he still says things stupid and I hate him.
God almighty.
But as a character, I'm like, I kind of like him, so I'm excited to see what's going to be happening now.
Yeah.
Dad, don't.
Worst part of that season so far, they have that speech where the governor gives to those new people, which I don't give two shits about.
Yeah.
And it's just like, there's this pause. Are you guys with me? And it's like, there's no way they bought that. And they're all like, yeah! Like, just overwhelming. And I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. There's no way that would have worked. You just fucking created this town that nobody cares about, pretended that we care about
them. It just reminded me of something.
Spent a bunch of episodes on them.
There's big problems in the finale.
Oh, this girl's gonna die from this zombie that's in the sand. And
I was baked when I was watching. I'm rewatching it all right now.
Yeah?
All of it with Jess. So I'm right now almost done season 3 with her. We got a few more episodes left. But there's the one season, it's season 3 when it's Carl. No. Merle and Daryl are pit against each other to fight. Remember in the ring, in the fire ring?
Yeah.
And watch the extras in that. And that's it. Honest God, I couldn't stop focusing on them because I was just like bait and just focusing on the wrong things in the scene. And it made me hate the show. I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
I watched that episode. I was just like,
get him! Get him! Yeah! Like, get him! They just keep doing the same thing over and over again for like 5 minutes.
I'm just picturing like the fans of like a wrestling game for
N64. Exactly. You've got a car. It's like, And oh, I was like, this is fucking awful. Like, you couldn't have them do more than one thing.
That did look terrible.
They did one thing just like, I can't get over how bad it was. Like,
it's because in that situation, no one would just sit there and do the same thing over again.
Just be like, be in disbelief. Like the director should have said to these people, like, you know what I mean? Like, you
people would have ran everywhere.
You can yell all you want and fine, but don't just be like, don't make the same movement over and over again and say the same line. Just
get him! Well, you're not supposed to be watching the extras, first of all.
First of all, it's 90% of the screen. You've got two characters and the whole background is just the same people going, It's awful.
I watched that episode with Doug and like, it ends on like, you know, them fighting and who's going to survive and all that stuff. And then immediately after it's like, next season on The Walking Dead. And they show fucking
both of them get
Dale.
Away.
Is it Daryl? Daryl. They show Daryl immediately.
Yeah.
And like, Doug goes, spoiler, he's fine. It's like, like cliffhanger, what the hell?
Yeah.
But we're probably getting a little long. Is there anything else we want to mention about movies or TV?
I watch a few movies.
Fuck. We got to
I'm talking about shit.
Wait. He's got something.
I had to bring up shit.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I saw two movies. We'll be quick. Silver Linings Playbook.
I've seen it a few times.
Babyface Fat Man.
I saw it twice.
I have it.
Okay, I suppose all that's worth saying is it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Worth a watch.
Bradley Cooper surprised me, and Jennifer Lawrence is a fine potato.
Yeah. She right. I'm
not as good as The Fighter, which was Theodore Russell's movie before that, which I really liked.
The Fighter was good, but Mark Wahlberg is kind of a douche.
Moving on. World War Z.
I liked World War Z.
What did you like about it? What didn't you like about
it? Zombie piles, which is all previews.
Dude, that movie was so fucking intense all the way throughout.
Brad Pitt's funding the sequel.
Good.
There's a sequel?
Yeah.
I didn't even see the first
World
one.
World
War Z 2.
The whole joke is what's after Z? And I'm thinking about it.
That's
like,
why I said
what is
Z2.
That? Anyway.
The coolest part of the movie is the fact that the zombies were unique, that they were like really fast and almost more agile than a regular human being. And that was terrifying, right?
I think they're just kamikaze.
Yeah,
they're all running off.
Already been dead.
And what?
28 days later. Those zombies are the most terrifying zombies in anything ever. Their eyes are bleeding and they're just... they run at you so fast. They're full tilt and they have no fucking stamina problems.
I could be a great zombie.
Yeah, you would.
Right.
Chad would fuck people up. Oh my god,
I don't know. Chad's a zombie running around with a knife. Just constantly stabbing motion.
Oh, Dead Rising 3 sucks.
That's all Dead Rising 3.
Games. I liked World War Z. It was decent enough. Like, the big problem was...
At the big problem.
The doctor that Brad Pitt's like dragging along for the first half of the movie, who ends up shooting himself, and then Pitt's just like, gotta figure it out. Like there,
what
there,
are you talking about? It was 5 minutes he was in the movie.
Okay.
First half!
Anyway, here's the even worse is Brad Pitt gets this idea that like, anybody who's terminally ill, the zombies don't attack him. I need to get to this like drug factory or whatever, or science lab, and to prove my theory. Why doesn't he just fucking call somebody? Hey, I got this
phones
idea.
Phones are down?
No, the phone worked. He called his wife.
No.
Hey, try it. There's tons of scientists there. Try this.
Because it's world.
It's no, he's got to get there.
It's a very specific type of phone.
Well, he could have called somebody.
No, it's not like a cell phone that just calls anybody.
He could have called the wife. Somebody.
Yeah, because the wife had the exact same phone on the exact same technology that it used to
the
communicate
wife was with
satellites.
Like, the wife was with fucking like senators and governors and generals and shit. Whatever.
Yeah, but
doesn't need to be discussed.
How many stars?
Five.
So see it?
I give it a 3.5, yeah.
So as far as next week's show is concerned, like, there's no real big games that are out. I know, Chad, you got some 3DS games.
Yes.
So you'll be playing those.
I gotta wrap up some of my PS4 games that I haven't really touched. I got Killzone.
I'm about to buy some more. I gotta buy Donkey Kong, like the new Donkey Kong, but it came out last year. Yeah. 3DS.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess we're just gonna bring whatever we're playing to the show. We drew straws. My name got chosen first. I've picked for our movie review, I picked 2002 Solaris starring George Clooney. We're all going to watch that and talk about it. I downloaded it. I'm pretty sure it just came out on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I recommend you guys watching it. We're going to be talking about it. Sci-fi, kind of
psychological. I'm excited to watch it again, actually. It's a good choice.
It's cerebral. If you liked Moon, there's some aspects of Gravity are in there, you know, like isolation in space, that kind of thing. Okay. It is short. It's only an hour and a half. Cool. So it's going to be a good watch. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it next week.
TJ on edge about Gravity.
I am.
Spoilers.
You guys have talked it up so much about not being ruined.
It's amazing. I watched Gravity again with my wife, actually, this week.
Download? Is there a good download?
No, I had a shitty download.
Blasphemy.
I shouldn't have watched it. But you can subscribe on iTunes if you like the show. Search All Range Mode on iTunes. We're there. Also, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. We'd love for you to leave some feedback. Or you can check out allrangemode.ca. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week. All Range Mode out. My name's Joe.
Me, Chad.
Dan.
And I'm Jeppy.
All Range Mode out.
Cocky little freaks!
Guys, it's my birthday.
TJ!